We're going to learn Daf Hey and Maseches Nazir. We're going to start from four lines from the bottom of Daled Amud Beis, right at the end of the last long line. So, which the Mishnah on Daled Amud Aleph said that there's a difference between the concept of Nazir Shimshin and Nazir Oilam. In both of those cases, the Nazirus is going to last the rest of the person's life. But there are unique halachas that apply specifically to Nazir Shimshin, which we're not going to discuss today. And then there are special halachas that apply to Nazir Oilam. And that's what we're going to address today. So the first question that the Gemara starts with again on the bottom of Daled Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, the Nazir Oilam Hechiksit. Where do we see the Feirush in the Torah that Nazir Oilam exists? Now, one of the things that I have to point out, the Shemitah Mekubetzis points out right away, and is important for us to know, is the fact that there is a concept of Nazir Oilam is already halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Meaning, we already know that there is a concept. Now, the details aren't necessarily a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Those are the things that we are going to make diyukim based on the psukim. But the idea and the fact that there is a Nazir Oilam, that has to be a Kabbalah that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu, because if you read the Torah, if you read the Parsha in the Torah, you're not going to see this. You're not going to see this outright. Okay? So when the Gemara is asking, Hey Chaksiv, we're going to say, where is there a remnant to this in the Torah? Where do we get the details from this in Tanakh? So, the Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Omer. So the first Shita that we're going to address is Rebbe Shita. It says, Avshalom Nazir Oilam Hoya. So first of all, where do we see this? We see this by Avshalom. Avshalom, as we all know, is David HaMelech's son. And he was a Nazir, apparently, for many years. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayhi Miketz Arbaim Shana, that it was at the end of 40 years, Vayomer Avshalom Al HaMelech, and Avshalom said to the king over here is referring to David HaMelech, Elchono v'ashalom is nedrai asher nadarti l'Hashem b'chevron. I have to go and pay up my promise that the neder that I made in Chevron. So Tosfos already points out that the neder, even though it doesn't say anything over here that is nazirus per se, but we understand the pashtuses, the pasha the neder that a person would have to bring korbanos for is a nazirus. So therefore, even though again, we're looking for a remez for Nazir Oilam, and the pasuk that we bring doesn't even say anything about nazirus. But for whatever reason, he was the word neder in this pasuk is referring to nazirus. Now, what was he doing in Hebron? So that already, of course, is a machlekus rishonim, like everything else. He either was going specifically. Well, we all know why he was going. I mean, if you know the story in Tanakh, you know he was going to be Mayrid B'Malchus. His real motivation to going to Hebron was because he was trying to start a rebellion and he wanted to take over the kingdom from David HaMelech. But that's not what we're going to spend time discussing today. The only question over here is, was he going to collect the animals from which he was going to use to then bring the korbanos for his nazirus? Or was he actually going to Hebron, or at least this is what he claimed he was telling David HaMelech, he was going to Hebron to actually bring the korbanos themselves in Hebron, which is a whole different topic, which we're not going to discuss, which is not the part of our conversation today, but it is fascinating and interesting, so I'll mention it, that there's a possibility, or there are some shitas that hold, that a Nazir is allowed to bring a korban on a Bama Yochid. So he would be bringing the korban in Hebron itself. So this is Machlokes Rishonim, whether he was planning on bringing the korbanos there, or he was simply going to Hebron to collect the animals and bring those animals back to the Beis HaMikdash, where he was going to bring the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. But as I said, the background, the real behind-the-scenes story is that he was really going, none of this is anyway true, he was really going there to be Mayrid B'melech. Okay, as we'll see at the end of the Gemara.
We're supposed to say that's Nazir Oilam?
Yes.
So, I don't know why I was thinking that at that time.
So now that we know that there's there's a place in Tanakh that talks about Nazir Oilam, the Gemara then continues, Umigaleach Echad L'Shnei Masor Chodesh. Now this happens to be Rebbe, who, if you looked at the Braisa, remember we're bringing a Braisa that's quoting Rebbe, this is still Rebbe talking. And Rebbe says, and he would shave once every 12 months. Shenemar Vehimi Kates Yomim Liyomim. The Pasuk actually says that he would go every number of days to go and to shave, whatever, to take care of his nazirus. And now on the top of Hey Abed Aleph, and the Gemara says, so v'yalif yomim yomim mibote oire chayme. And we're going to learn out the fact that it uses the word yomim to refer to the time period that Avshalom would deal with his nazirus, was yomim liyomim. And we have the word Yamim. Now, the word Yamim appears many times in the Torah. In fact, interestingly, it means different things in different places. So part of the job for us today in the Gemara is to figure out which word Yamim and which period of time in the using the word Yamim are we referring to over here. So the Gemara's drasha is, and this is, so to speak, the maskana of the Gemara, but the Gemara first suggests that it means Yamim by Batei Erechema. Batei Erechema, of course, is the halach if somebody owns property in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, and that's his property, that's his family inheritance. If he sells that property, the halacha is that he has up to a year to buy it back. Now, what that means is that he can force the buyer to sell it back to him. Obviously, if they want to do a business deal later, everybody could do whatever they want later. But up to a year, I could walk into the seller's house, into the purchaser's house, and I could say, here is the money that I paid for it, here's your money back, I want my property back. A special, unique halacha by Batei Erechema. Now, over there, my period of time that I have to do this, what I call a forced sale, or a forced return sale, is a year. And the Gemara darshans that. Ma hasam yud beis chodesh, just like over there in Batei Erechema, it's 12 months, using the word yamim, referring to the word yamim to describe 12 months, afkan yud beis chodesh. So too over here, in Avshalom, when it uses the word yamim, it also means those 12 months. That's Rebbe's shita. There are another two shitas, however. Reb Nura yomer, Migalech achas lelamed yoim, and we're going to. Rav Nuroi says it's once every 30 days. Actually, but quite similar to a quote unquote regular nazir. And Rav Yosi says migalech me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, that the nazir olam has to shave once a week on erev Shabbos. Okay, matzina b'bnei malachim shemegalchem me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. That just like all other kings. Although the princes, I should say, the princes would take a haircut, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Now, this shita actually provokes a machlekes in the Rishonim over here. So, the Nazir Olam that we're talking about, was this Nazir Olam unique to Avshalom? And therefore, Avshalom, for example, would potentially have to shave once a week. But a regular Nazir Olam wouldn't necessarily have these halachas. This was unique to Avshalom, because he was a melech, or are we learning it the way we would learn the Pashtus, which we would assume, if not for the Rishonim, we would assume that the Pashtus is that we're talking about all Nazir Olams, that this is an indication of what all Nazir Olams have to do. And Avshalom just happens to be the Makar. So that's one Machlekes. The other part of the Machlekes, which also plays into this same concept, the other Machlekes Rishonim that's in this sugya over here is this idea that you have to shave once every year, 30 days, whatever it is this a chiv? Is this a obligation? Or is this a if you want to? It's also a major machlekes rishonim over here. Are we talking about that you have to, that just like a nazir, obviously, until they shave and bring the korbanos, they're still a nazir. So they kind of want to. But if they never bring the korbanos, they never bring the korbanos. They don't have a chiyuv necessarily to finish their naziris on time. So the interesting shita of the Rishonim is that you have to. And that's the reason why saying Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos would be a very important thing. That would mean it would be an obligation. When you take on the concept of being a nazir olam, you are taking on the fact that every week you're going to take a haircut. And not only that, by the way, when you take the haircut, you have to bring korbanos. So that means you're accepting upon yourself that you're going to bring korbanos every week. Every week for the rest of your life, you're going to be bringing korbanos. Again, there are other Rishonim, and many Rishonim to that matter, that hold that this is just, you could, that you're allowed to, because we're familiar with the idea that a nazir is not allowed to shave during their naziris period. So the question is, what is the period of time that we're referring to over here that they're allowed to shave? And one of the other things I'll point out, which really comes up later in the Gemara, but I'll point out also that the Rishonim talk about, and this is where most Rishonim actually agree, that the shaving that a Nazir Olam does is different than the shaving of a regular Nazir. A regular Nazir is Megaleach, shaves everything. Completely bald, everything off. Whereas by a Nazir Olam, this is just as the Gemara itself uses the Lashon. Again, I said I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but the Gemara uses the Lashon of being makel, which means that you're just trimming your hair. So it's very, very long. So you trim it so it's not too long. especially like once a year, you trim it so it's not too long, but we're not shaving the way a normal nazir would shave. So there are a lot of, what you're beginning to see over here is there are a lot of differences between this nazir oilam and a regular nazir, and the pratim, what the Gemara is telling us, the question is, which one of these are chiyuvim, which one of these are things that you're allowed to enjoy, so to speak, even if you are a nazir oilam. Okay, but now, at this point in the Gemara, we have a three-way machlekas. We have Rebbe Shita that says, whatever a nazir oilam entails, the karbonis, the process, is every year, whereas Rebbe Neuroi says it's once every 30 days, and Rebbe Yosef Shita is actually once a week. So let's go back one sheet at a time and see where this comes up. Now, the Gemara says, my time at the Rebbe. So now we're going to go, that's the end of the Brayso. So now we're going to go and go through each sheet and figure out where they're coming from. My time at the Rebbe. So what is the reasoning of Rebbe that says it's every 12 months, once a year? Ya'alaf mi batei erechayma, like the Brayso itself quoted, that it's batei erechayma, and batei erechayma also the right to buy back the property is once every 12 months. Or within 12 months. But the Gemara says, Rebbe, hu de omar ein yamim p'chusim ishnayim. But Rebbe generally says, whenever the Torah uses a plural, this is where Rebbe Shita in general says, whenever the Torah uses a plural, it always means two. So if it means two, where did you get the idea of 12 months? I know Batei Erechayma specifically the Torah says 12 months, but over here in our Parsha it says, miketz yamim. Liyomim, at the end of his days, and the repeat of every of those days. So it should be something that has to do with two, which really should be a minimum of 2 days. So where did he get the idea? Now there is a halacha, interestingly enough, and Rebbe says this in the parsha of Batei Erechayma, because Batei Erechayma also uses the word yamim. So what are 2 days? What is the concept of 2 days in the parsha of Batei Erechayma? So the Mefarshim point out that you cannot, even though we said I can go back to the purchaser and say, here's my money, I want my property back, you cannot do that within the first 2 days of the sale. So if I sell it, for 2 days minimum, it has to go to the purchaser. The purchaser can keep it. After 2 days, then I can go and force him to sell it back to me. And that's what we darshan from the word yomer. Because it has to be at least two. So that's the significance of two in the parsha of Batei Erechayma. In any event, the Gemara is asking, so fine. So we see that there's a two concept over here. So where do we see the concept of two in the parsha of Nazir Olam? Maybe it should be 2 days, not a year. So the Gemara answers, "Hai gezeir shava mishum koyved gomer." The whole reason, again, you'd only know that if you read the rest of the pasuk. But the rest of the pasuk says in the pasuk of Yomim that he went to be makel on his hair because his hair was too long. So the whole point of taking this haircut was to release to get rid of the heavy hair. Ubishnei yamim leka koyved, and in 2 days your hair doesn't get very long. So that it can't be that the parsha was saying that Avshalom was going to cut his hair because his hair was too long. If we're talking about 2 days later. Okay, so therefore, so now that we're comparing it to Batei Erechayma, so if you have a choice of the two-day period in Batei Erechayma, or the year period in Batei Erechayma, so it must be referring to the year period, and that would make sense that his hair gets very long in a year, so that's why you have to cut your hair once a year. However, we're still not done. The Imabei Shonik. Maybe it means 2 years, again, because especially since we're doubling everything. So it can't mean 2 days, but maybe for our purposes, the haircut is once every 2 years. D'chsiv vayhi miketz shnosayim yomim. It was at the end of 2 years. Now this, just so that you know, this pasuk is referring to when Yosef was in jail and Pare pulled him out, also again, by the way, taking a haircut, right? One of the things that Yosef had to do was take a haircut and get ready for meeting Pare, but that was after 2 years, and it uses the word yomim. It's shnosayim, 2 years, and so maybe over here also, it means 2 years, not 1 year. To which the Gemara responds, donin yomim she'ein imahim shanim, mi yomim she'ein imahim shanim. If we're going to compare the word yomim, the use of the word yomim in the Torah, we're going to compare it to another place in the Torah where it says just the word yomim, and not the word shanim, not yomim, shnosayim, yomim. 2 years or what's the laws of right shnasayim yamim. Over there, it gave a qualification to the yamim with the word shnasayim, and therefore it doesn't apply to us. As opposed to over here in our case, shiyeshima shanim. So in other words, I'd rather compare the word yamim yamim directly as opposed to this parsha by Yosef, which added the word shanim. So it wasn't just days; it was years. So it's different than the parsha that we're talking about. So we're not 2 years. It's only 1 year. Once again, the Gemara says, I have another suggestion. Maybe our parsha of Yomim is referring to the period of time of 30 days, because the pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Yomim. Once again, it says the word Yomim, and over there, the Torah tells us that it's only 30 days. It's a month. That, by the way, is the parsha of the Slav, when Klal Yisrael complained that they didn't have any meat. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, no problem, I'll get you meat. And the Slav, the parsha of the Slav came, and they had so much meat, until it's coming out of your ears, coming out of your nose, whatever. So, but the point is that the days that they're referring to over there was a 30-day period. So why not say 30-day period by us also, just by the word yamim? The Gemara once again responds similarly and says, donin yamim she'enim kadoshim. We're going to compare yamim to another place in the Torah where it just says the word yamim without reference to months. Miyamim she'enim kadoshim, where to another place in the Torah where it also just uses the word yamim without reference to months. Kadoshim, as opposed to the parsha of the Slav, where it does include the word kadoshim together with the word yamim. So therefore, that can't be the place that we're trying to compare it. So far, so good. So therefore, the only place that we can compare it to is the Batei Rechayma, which is for a year. But then the Gemara says, I have a better place. Ve'ema mehacha miyamim yamima. Maybe it's referring to we're here again, it says, also days, and every once in a while, the period of days. Now, this is an interesting story. We're not going to get into the details of the story, but the point was, this is by the daughter of Yiftach. Yiftach, when he was going to war, made a promise that the first thing that comes out of his house, he's going to bring as a carbon. And as, unfortunately, it turned out, because he wasn't careful in how he made his nether, the first thing that walked out of his house was his daughter. So he couldn't, obviously, bring his daughter as a carbon, but what he did instead was he sent her away to live on some far-out mountain by herself. And he let people come visit her every 4 times a year. That's what the pasuk says. 4 times a year, somebody used to come and visit her. Now, 4 times a year would mean, theoretically, if you just break it up evenly, means every 3 months somebody would come visit her to see how she was doing. So once again, we're using the word yamim, and over there, the context of the word yamim is referring to 3 months. So why don't we use our parsha also in Nazir Olam that it means once every 3 months? Again, the Gemara gives a similar answer. Donin yomim miyomim ve'en donin yomim miyamima. Because over there it says miyomim yamima, the days of the days. Whatever that, again, in English we don't talk that way, but in Lashon HaKodesh that's a common phrase. Miyomim yamima, the days of the days. and once again, it's not exactly the same formulation of the word that we're using in the parsha of Nazir Olam. In the parsha of Nazir Olam, we use just the plain old yamim, as opposed to in the parsha of Yiftach, it uses the word yamima. So it's not exactly the same thing. So again, it's not a good comparison. The Gemara says, one second here. If you're gonna get that nitpicky on how much of a comparison it is, if the word's exactly in the same shape. Till now I understand. The Gemara didn't have a problem because over there it specifically said shanim and it said chadoshim and it said, it definitely qualified it in a different way that we weren't really referring to days anymore. We were referring to a different calendar event. So I understand why we didn't compare it. But here already you're just saying it is yomim. It's the same word, it's just you don't like the formulation of the word. You don't like the context of the word. So why isn't that good enough to compare? And I'll bring you a raya that it doesn't have to be as perfect as you think. Umay nafkamina, what difference does it make that it's not the same exact word? V'hatana devei Rabbi Shmuel. We learned this drush in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, which by the way, this drush is, hopefully you're familiar with it, we've seen it many times in Shas already, comes up many, many times in Shas. The Gemara says, that the same halachas that apply to when the kohen comes back to the house that has teras, there's a process. When he comes to the house the first time, he has to take apart the bricks and re-plaster it and so on and so forth. There's a whole process. So we dash in whatever whatever that process is, again, without us, now's not the topic of going into what that process is, but we're just focused on the drasha. Just like over there, when you first came, there's a process that has to be done. So too, when you come back a second time, you have to do that same process. Now over there, we're comparing the first time to the second time, and it doesn't even use the same word in the Torah. One time it says, one time it says the word shav. So we see that it's possible to make a drasha based on a comparison, and we're using different words, and there the words are completely different. So you're going to make a difference over here because it uses a different formulation of the same word. It's not a problem to use a slightly different variation if the point is the same, if it's the same topic. They both say the word yamim. So why can't we use the yam yamima of the parsha of Yiftach, which of course would change the timing from a year to, let's say, 3 months? So we have a good kasha. The Gemara says it's a good, however, hani mili. When do we allow for a drasha, gzeira shava, where their words are not the same? That's true, hecha deleka de damile, where you don't have an exact comparison. So then you go ahead and you say, well, we don't have an exact comparison, but we have a comparison. That's good enough, so they don't have to be the same, and we'll rely on the differences. We're going to ignore the differences in order to be able to make the comparison. That's what we do in the parsha of Taras. Aval hecha de ikka de damile, but where you do have an exact comparison, mid damile yalfino, we're going to learn it. We'd much rather learn it out of the one that's exactly comparable. And over here, in the parsha of Batayoyer Chama, it does use exactly the same word. It uses the word yamim, and in Bayav Shalom, it also uses the word yamim. So I'd much rather compare it. You're right. If I didn't have a choice, I would say that Yamima is close enough. But since we do have an exact, so why would I drop the exact to take on something that's not quite exactly the same, just to make things complicated? So that's the first teretz of the Gemara. The first teretz of the Gemara is that it's, you're right, we could, if we didn't have any other options, we would say that this is the one that it's compared to, but now that we do have options, if I have the choice of picking exactly the same or something that's not quite exactly the same, I'd rather, and of course I'm going to pick the thing. The Torah means to refer to the thing that is exactly the same. Again, as I said, the only thing that's exactly the same is the parsha of Bater Chaima, and that's Rebbe's conclusion, and therefore it's referring to the 12 months of Bater Chaima. Great. That's a drasha. Now the Gemara has another answer of specifically of why we can't compare it to the Yom Yamima of the story of Yiftach. Ikadami, there are those that say, Minoya dinon de kol tflosan yarchin chad zimno. How do you know that the period of time was you're losing me? I don't know why. Maybe it's my headphones. Ikadami, Minoya dinon de kol tflosa yarchin chad zimno. How do you know? It's true that in Yiftach, we know that they visited her four times a year. And we're assuming that the four times a year were broken up specific in the same period of time, that it was an exact four times a year, which would mean an exact four times a year, which would mean 3 months, every 3 months. So how do we know? So the time period would be exactly 3 months, and that's what we would compare it to. Dilma, Arba Zimni Bishati, maybe you're right, it was four times a year, Arba Yarchin Chad Zimno, but we broke it up like this. Sometimes it went a period of 4 months, and Train Yarchi Bechad Zimno, and then a different time it would be 2 months, which would also get you there. You'd have, in the period of 6 months, we're assuming that in 6 months we break it up evenly, it's 3 and 3, but maybe it's 4 and 2 and 4 and 2. And therefore, it would end up being that we don't have an exact time. So Tosfos explains, and Tosfos says, based on that, that that would be an issue for us, because we can't learn out from an unsteady timing. So it's one thing if you want to learn it out. So forget whether the words are comparable or not comparable, but it's hard to make a drasha if we don't know what we're comparing to. Sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 2. It's not susceptible for us to use it as the basis for a drasha, because we don't really know for a fact that they came to visit her exactly every 3 months. If it would be a set time, it'd be one thing, but since it's not a set time, it's not a valuable source for us to rely on to figure out a period of time. Okay, in any event, that all of that takes us to the bottom line here, that there is no other good comparison in the Torah to the use of the word yamim other than the use of the word yomim in the context of batei rechayma, which is an exact comparison, and Torah tells us exactly what it is, which is 12 months. And we say, if it uses the word yamim in batei rechayma, and that's the use, that becomes the definition of the exact word yamim. So too over here by Avshalom, it uses the word yamim. So the exact definition is once every 12 months. That is Rebbe's shita. Fine. So we know Rebbe's shita. Let's move on to some of the other shitas now. Rebbe Nehuroi Omer. So we saw that there was a machlekas in the Brisa. Rebbe Nehuroi shita is megaleich achas l'shloishim yoy, that they shave. That the Nozer Oilum goes and shaves every 30 days. Now, interestingly, in the Brisa, the Gemara does not explain, the Brisa never says what the basis for Rav Nehuroi is, other than the fact that we assume 30 days is just like a regular Naziris. So the Gemara asks, my taimo, what's the reasoning that it's every 30 days? Gabe Koyanim, why do they shave every 30 days by Koyan? Mishum de'ika koyved. The reason is because you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash looking unkempt, and your hair is all over the place. So taking a haircut once every 30 days makes the kohenim look proper for the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's exactly what the issue over here is, because their hair is too long. So hachanami ikka kohenim. Over here also, if you go in a nazar olam, if his hair is growing and growing every 30 days, it's going to get too long to look appropriate. So therefore, again, the purpose over here of his shaving, a nazar olam shaving, is to get rid of the kohenim, is to get rid of the lengthy, cumbersome here. So that's what you're trying to get rid of, and that's why the perfect comparison is by Kayanim also, that they get rid of their hair every 30 days. That's Rav Nehuroi Shita, very simple Shita, so it becomes very similar to a regular Nozer. Other than the fact that it's a Nozer that finishes every 30 days and immediately, once again, starts up, the next Nazira starts right away. Rav Yossi Yomer, the third Shita that we brought in the Raisa was Megalech Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. So it's every Erev Shabbos. But if you notice, Rabbi Yossi in the Brisa says, because that's what Bnei Melachim do. That's what princes do. So it's saying, if a prince takes a haircut once every 30 days, Avshalom also was a prince, and Avshalom was the one, so he would have to go through this routine of taking a haircut once a week. That's what princes did. So therefore, he was the symbol of Nazar Olam, and he was taking a haircut once a week. So we also must learn from that all Nazar Olams have to do once a week. And again, as I told you, this is Machlekes Rishonim, whether this was unique for Avshalom, and what Rabbi Yossi Shita is unique for Avshalom, or we can extrapolate from Avshalom to all Nazar Olams as the case may be. But let's assume for purposes of our discussion, let's go with the Rishonim that say that we are going to use Avshalom as the basis for all Nazar Olams, because that is easier for us to understand what the purpose of the Machlekes is. But it's, so the point of the Gemara is saying, so now the Gemara asks, Ma'ika Beinoi Beinei L'Shar Achoi. So what would be the difference between him and all princes? He's taking a haircut every week just like everybody else. So what's unique about Avshalom? So he was a Nazar Olam. Big deal. He was doing whatever his brothers were doing anyway. So the Gemara answers there would be a difference between them. Yontov Shechal Lihiyos Be'emtza Shabbos. If you have an Erev Yontif that comes up in the middle of the week, the interesting halacha that I wasn't aware of until this Gemara, the Achoy Megalchin Hu Loi Megaleach, that his brothers, meaning the other princes, would take a haircut Erev Yontif. Even if Erev Yontif was a Sunday or a Monday, they would take another haircut. Whereas Avshalom, who was a Nozer Olam, who can't take a haircut just randomly, he would only take a haircut Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. That would be one nafkamina between him and a regular prince. In that regard, the fact that he was a Nozer Olam made him unique from all his other prince brothers. Inami, another answer is, so the first point is we're trying to figure out a nafkamina between Avshalom and the rest of his prince brothers. So the first answer was that they would have to shave even on an Erev Yontif, even if it came out in the middle of the week. Avshalom would only shave on Erev Shabbos. Inami, another answer, the difference between them is, L'geluche min tzafra d'mal shabbatoi, whether that he would shave, whether he should shave in the morning of Erev Shabbos. So the difference is, Achoy Megalchin, they would shave, the regular prince would shave Friday morning, Iu Loi Megalech Ad Panya. whereas he wouldn't shave until the afternoon. So this is a minor nafkamina. To us, it sounds like a minor nafkamina. Of course, if you're a prince and you're dictated and you're controlled by when you take a haircut, that can control your whole life. It's a major undertaking. You know, it's one thing to do it in the morning and now you're free to do whatever you want the rest of the day. But if you have to take, as we all know, mincha's in the middle of the day, it's like a big deal. You have to schedule your whole day around mincha. So if you have to schedule your day that you're taking a haircut in the middle of the afternoon, later in the day, there's something to it. Anyway, that would be a nafkamina about when he would bring. And again, the reason why the Nazir specifically would have to do it in the afternoon was because he has to bring his karbanos. So the karbanos is not something that you could do first thing in the morning. You have to do it later in the day, which again is not the sugya for now, but the point is that therefore he would have to wait till later in the day versus the rest of the princes would all take their haircuts in the beginning of the day. Okay, now the Gemara gets back to this. Let's get back just for a couple of lines of the Gemara to the story of Avshalom himself. What is going on over here? So we have the three shittas, just to summarize in 2 seconds. The three shittas are Rebbe shittas. We compare it to Batei Rechaimah, which is once a year. Rev Nehuroi says it's just simply 30 days, because 30 days is the length of time that we see in average when the halachas of shaving to look good apply by Kaihanim, for example. We see that it's once every 30 days. And then Rabbi Yosef's shita is, no, it's we see what Avshalom did like a regular prince. It was once a week. Okay, those are the three shitas. Now back to the story of Avshalom. Hani Arboim Shona Maya B'detayim. What is the significance of these 40 years? Why is the placement of the story with Avshalom if at the end of 40 years? Again, as we said, he had been a Nozer Olam for quite some time. So why does the Torah bring this up when he was in the 40th year? So Rav Nehuroi Oimer, Rav Nehuroi says, the same Rav Nehuroi as we saw previously, Yeshua Rav Yeshua, in the name of Rav Yeshua, Leketz Mem Shana Shashalu Lahen Melech. This is at the end of the 40th year that Klal Yisrael had asked for a king. Now, what the Cheshbon is, let's read one more line of the Gemara. Tana Oysa Shana, that year, the 40th year, was Shashalu Lahen Melech. That the 40th year that they requested a king, he shnas eser l'shmul haramasi. It was the 10th year of Shmuel haramasi, when Shmuel haramasi, in other words, if you want to figure out, calculate what the year was, which year it was in David HaMelech's Malchus, this is actually a slight machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos over here, of which year in David HaMelech's reign it was, because we know that first there was, when there was Shaul HaMelech was king for 2.5 years, and then David was king for 37 or 36 years. That's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here, whether it was 37 or 36 years into his reign. And then we also know that David HaMelech was the king for 5 more years. So it comes out, according to Tosfos' Cheshbon, that this was the year, the famous time period in David HaMelech's kingdom, that there was a famine, where HaMelech was asked, should we go to, he counted the people. Remember, this is a concept that we're all familiar. That's why we don't count people. We use Hashiach as a mecha or whatever it is. We don't count people. And David HaMelech made the mistake of counting people, and then there was a terrible famine during David HaMelech's reign. So of course, this was perfect stage for Avshalom to be moyered b'malchus. So Avshalom felt that this was the perfect time to go to Hebron to start to, like, we see Klal Yisrael was suffering, and of course that's a great time to take advantage of getting people riled up against the government when things aren't going well. And that's why Avshalom went specifically in this 40th year. It was 40 years since the idea of a kingdom, not David HaMelech's kingdom. As I said, it was only either David HaMelech's 36th or 37th year, but it was this 40th year since Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves a kingdom. So it's very interesting. The Mefarshim point out that, so what's the significance of this? Why is Tanakh? Why do we need, when we learn Tanakh, we learn it as a musar for ourselves. So we see the comparison is like this. What was Avshalom doing? Avshalom was trying to undermine, was a mutiny against David HaMelech. What the Torah is trying to hint to us and point out to us was the fact that Klal Yisrael asked for a king in the first place was a mutiny against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we shouldn't really be subject to a king. That's not really the way Klal Yisrael is. We have our Rabbanim, we have the Halachas, we don't really, be'etzem, need a king. The fact that Klal Yisrael felt that they needed a king, as we all know, is because they saw all the nations around them, they all had kings. So Klal Yisrael felt we needed a king also. And that was a little bit of a merida b'malchus. It was a little bit of a merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, Avshalom, and that's the reason why the Tanakh is pointing this out to us, is Avshalom also, by being merid in David HaMelech, and according to the Rambam, anybody who's merid b'malchus, Malchus David is being merid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it also was a little bit of a merida, was a little bit of a mutiny against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the sugya of Avshalom and the sugya of Nazir Olam. Now the Gemara gets back into the general laws of the general rules of Nazirus by regular Nazir. The Gemara, the Mishnah now quotes a quote that we probably say most often, Stam Nazirus Lamajon. When a person is mekabel upon himself Nazirus, it's Nazirus for 30 days. Now, I have to be very clear. What does that mean? Well, that means what the person said, I want to be a Nazir. He doesn't say anything else. All he says is, I want to be a Nazir. So that, since it doesn't have a definition, we put the definition in that he means 30 days. But if he says anything more than that, that changes all these halachas. Okay? So we have to be very careful that that's specifically the case of our Mishnah. He just said, I want to be a Nazir. And the definition of Nazirus now becomes for 30 days. So the Gemara asks, and this, the answer to this question is going to create a tremendous nafkamino. Mino hanimili. How do we know that? Where do we get this idea that Nazirus is 30 days? How do we know that? So Omar Rav Masna, Omar Kra, because the pasuk says, Kadosh Yih. As I mentioned to you, I jumped ahead a little bit before when I said that Nazirus is a Kedusha. So Kadosh Yih. The pasuk says that when you become a Nazir, you will be Kadosh. And Yih, the Gematria, Tlosan Havet, the word Yih actually adds up in Gematria 30, very simple. Yud, Yud, 10, 10, that's 20. Hey, hey, is another 10, that's 30. So therefore, we see that when you're going to be holy, you're going to be holy as a Nazir for 30. So that's the 30 days. That's the basis of being a Nazir for 30 days. Barpodo Omar, Barpodo says, Keneged Nazir Nizroi Ha'amurin B'Toiro. It reflects the amount of times that the Torah in the Parsha of Nazirus says the word Nazir in whatever formulation. It says it in many different, it says Yazir, Nizar, Nazir, whatever. It says it in many different ways, but the point is it uses the word Nazir and the word Neder for that matter. Lamed Chosar Achas. It says it 29 times, 30 minus 1. So therefore, 29 times, so that's, the Mishnah says 30, and we're going to get back to that. If it's really only 29, why does our Mishnah say 30? Okay, but those are the two reasons why we know that Stam Nazirus, if the Torah itself, in the Parsha itself, said the word Nazir 30 times, so therefore we know that the Nazir is 30 days. Okay, so that's a machlokes.
Question.
Yes. Rav Masna Nami Nelef Minozin Nizroi. Why doesn't he learn out of, seems like Barpada's drosha is a very nice drosha that we have the word Nazir 30 times. So Amar Lecha, so Rav Masna will say, Hahula drosha. Though the word Nazir in the Torah is, every time it uses the word Nazir, or not every time, but many times, again, also machlokes Rishonim, but let's say many times, the way Tosfos learns, many times it uses the word Nazir in the Torah, and it's used for other drushas. Ahula drusha, miyayim b'shechu yazir, lasu yayim mitzvah kiyayim rishos. A similar drusha we already saw previously in the Gemara to tell us that once wine is usher, even for a mitzvah, you're not allowed to drink wine. Another drusha is kiyaflu lindor neder nazir lahazir. There we have a four times over there we mentioned the word Nazir. Melamish ha-naziris chala al-naziris. It's the idea that you could have one Nazir be, that you can have a secondary naziris chala on top of the first Nazirus. Again, which is a drush we'll get to Amir Tashem very soon, not today, but just I be aware of the idea that you could be Mekabel and Nazirus while you're already undertaking to be a Nazir. Okay, in any event, we see that the words Nazir in the Torah are used for other things. So they're not available to be used for what we want to use it for, to count. They're not available words to count for the 29 times. So therefore, Rav Masna doesn't want to learn like Bar Poda. Now on the top, so this is a very good taina. So on the top of Hayam Abayz, the Gemara says, Ubar Poda Amar Lach, Bar Poda will say to you, Lekka Chad Min Hoyin Delav Ledrasha. Is there no extra word in the entire Parsha that extra word can tell us what is this word used for? Oh, so there is an extra word. Once there's an extra word, and that extra word can be used as a count, so then once we know that that's a count, then I can tag on, I could toll all the other words as well. So that's how Bar Poda says, Elamidu Dahi Leminyano, since that word is there just for the sake of a count, it's extra to tell us that we count the words. Kulunam and Ilaminyona. Now, once we're counting the words, so we're going to count all the times that it says the word Nazir in the Parsha. And fascinating, in that one Parsha, which is, I don't know, I didn't count how many psukim it is, 20 psukim or so, right? In that one parsha of 20 psukim, it actually says the word nazir or neder 30 times. 29, it actually says it 30 times. However, all the Rishonim learn, I can't say all, but most of the Rishonim learn, that when it says nazir elikov, that one time where it says the word nazir, it's not referring to nazirus. Interestingly, that it's placed in that parsha, but a nazir elikov means to be the teferis of Hashem, to stand out for Hashem, to be a prince of Hashem. It doesn't mean to be a nazir in that context. In any event, so that's how Rav Masna gets to the total number. Oh, excuse me, Bar Poda gets to the total number of 29. So now we have a basic machlokes. Comes out that even though our Mishnah says 30, we have a machlokes whether Nazirus is really 29 days or really 30 days. So on that note, the Gemara now is going to continue on a couple of points. So the Gemara now says, first of all, our Mishnah. How do you deal with our Mishnah? Tanan, our Mishnah says, Stam Nazirus Shloishim Yom. Our Mishnah says that it's 30 days. According to Bar Poda, that's not so simple. Bishloim Rav Masna Nicha. So according to Rav Masna, it's very good because he says he is 30. Our Mishnah says 30 is perfect. Bar Poda Kasha, but according to Bar Poda, it's really 29. So why does our Mishnah say 30? It's just not, doesn't line up properly. Amalach Bar Poda, so Bar Poda will say, you're right. Aidi de Ika Yoim Tlosan Dimigaleach Umedi Karbanosim. Since on the 30th day, you're going to shave and bring your karbonos, so the 30th day becomes part of the process. So we refer to it the 30th day. So we're telling you, by the way, if once you undertake to be a Nazir, just know that you're going to be involved with your Nazirus for 30 days. You're actually only going to be a Nazir for 29 days, but you're going to be involved with the Nazirus for 30 days, because on the 30th day, that's when you're going to kind of take care of everything. Okay, again, I'm jumping ahead over here a little bit, but I just want to point out so you can appreciate it. Well, the nafgamina would be is if you become Tameh on that day 30. Okay, the Gemara doesn't say this over here, it's a different sugya, but I just want to highlight it for you, so you can appreciate that. If you become Tameh on day 30, according to Bar Poda, you don't have to redo your Nazirus, because you already finished your 29 days. Today is just, you know, going to get the cast off, you know, going to wrap things up at the end, but you're not really part of the Nazirus anymore, but it's on day 30. So Mamela, the Mishnah refers to 30 days, because 30 days, all 30 days are part of the process. But you're really only a Nazir for 29 days. Okay, again, as I said, let's focus on the fact that we have a Machlokes, 29 or 30. We're going to finish shortly. The Gemara now says we have another issue over here. Tanakh. We have another Mishnah. This Mishnah on Daf Tazayin says, Misha Omar Hareini Nazir. Okay, this is our case, where a guy says, I want to be a Nazir. It says, Megaleach Yoim Shloishim Ve'echot. Whoa, where did this come in? Now all of a sudden you're shaving on day 31, which is nothing to do with what we've been discussing till now. Where did day 31 come in here? So once again, Bishloim Rav Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, I can understand it because once again, Rav Masna's Shita was, you are a Nazir for 30 days. So we can extrapolate and say, you're a Nazir for 30 days. You'll take care of your Karbonos when you're finished your Naziris on day 31. I can deal with that. But Bar Poda Kasha, but according to Bar Poda, how did we get to 31? Even 30 was a stretch. Even 30 was only the day after your Naziris. So how in the world did we get to day 31? So the Gemara is going to have to be very creative over here. So Amalach Bar Poda will answer, and Amos Sefer. Well, of course, Bar Poda first has to answer in a Jewish way, and he has to answer your Kasha with another Kasha. But let's look at the end of the Braisa itself. The Braisa says, the Sefer says, Im Gilach Liyam Shloshim Yoitza. So first of all, it already says that if you shaved on the 30th day, you are Yoitza. So in the Braisa itself, you have a little bit of a contradiction. On the one hand, it says shave on day 31. On the other hand, it says, but if you shave on day 30, it's good. So,
B'dievet, though.
Yotze is B'dievet. So, B'dievet is Yotze. So, but either way, that definitely proves that Rav Masna, Bar Poda is correct, that I could shave on the 30th day. Really, my Naziris was 29, and I could shave on day 30. Okay, so I at least have something to rely on to know that I am right, I could shave on day 30. But, I still have a problem. Why in the world is the Mishnah even suggesting that I should shave on day 31? How did I get to day 31? Where did I come in? So the Gemara, so Bar Poda is relying on the Sefer that says I can shave after 30 days. And the Sefer, the Reisha case, El Sefer Masayale, Okay, the Gemara says the sefer is proof to Bar Padashita, 29. Reisha nase ka'oimer shleimim. The Reisha case, you have to make an akimta. It's as if I said shleimim. So now the Gemara is introducing this new halacha. As I said, I was very careful to say in the Mishnah when you said I want to be a nazir, all you said was, all you said was I want to be a nazir. If I add on anything, if I add on and I say I want to be a nazir for 30 days, for 30 full days, now all of a sudden that changes everything. That's not a stam naziris anymore. Because I didn't have to say that. Stam naziris literally means I just said nazir. Once I say I want to be a nazir for 30 days, that changes everything. Because now, all of a sudden, I need to be a nazir for an entire and complete 30 days. Which means that I cannot do anything until the end of that day. So I cannot get rid of my naziris, i.e. taking the haircut and karbonos and all that other stuff, until after. And that's why I'm going to be pushed to day 31. Now, what's important over here is, now, because the average, Tosfos does point out, that the average person is not going to say, I want to be a nozer for 29 days. Nobody talks like that. 29 is such a random number. If I give a number, I'm going to give the number 30. Because that's more natural, that's the way people talk. So, therefore, that becomes a normal, it becomes very common, so to speak, this is the way Tosfos approaches this Gemara. It becomes very common that people are going to say, I want to be a nozer for 30 days. Now, even if I personally didn't say that, I was smart. I just said, I want to be a nozer. That's it. I didn't say anything. So really, my naziris is 29 days. However, since it is common that people say, I want to be a nozer for 30 days, and therefore that 30 days becomes a full 30 days, which would only allow you to shave on day 31, that's why, in every case, if you come into the Beis Din and say, oh, I was a nazir, they're going to tell you, okay, shave on day 31. Because it happens so often that people end up pushing their naziris so that they have to shave on day 31. Even if I did it correctly, and I really technically could shave on day 30, it's nase, that's what the words in the Gemara mean. Nase, again, let me find the place. Nase ka'omer shleimim. It's as if I said I wanted the 30 full days. And we all agree. Even Bar Poda agrees that if I said it, that I want to be a nozer for the full 30, Bar Poda agrees that I would have to wait till day 31 to shave. Therefore, lichatchila, which is what the Mishnah, in the beginning of that Mishnah is saying, lichatchila, we say everybody, it's a gzera, everybody has to shave on day 31 because of the fact that it was so common that people said 30 days and therefore required 31. So the rule of thumb is you shave on day 31. However, the Seifa tells you the real halacha. The Seifa tells you the real halacha is that if I shave on day 30, I'm yotzeh. Because all I said was naziris. And really, according to my father, it works perfectly. It now works out that I really could shave on day 30. Okay? So really, if my naziris was 29, I could shave on day 30. But if you asked anybody, if you walked into Beis Din and asked, what should I do? They'll tell you to shave on day 31.
So the halacha, regardless if you said.
And we're going to finish with this line. We're just going to do one more line. Or two more lines. So the Gemara says, now the kasha actually goes the other way around. Because according to Rav Masna, that held that Naziris was really 30 days, based on the drasha of Yia, right? It's supposed to be 30 days. And he held that you could shave on day 30. So this Mishnah says you're supposed to shave on day 31. So what is it? Do you shave on day 30? Or you shave on day 31? According to Bar Poda, it was just a gezeira. That was Bar Poda's unique way of explaining the Mishnah. But Rav Masna doesn't hold of this gezeira. So how is Rav Masna going to explain that lichatchila you should shave on 31, but you could also shave on day 30? How does he explain it? So the Gemara answers like this. Ula Rav Masna kasha seifim. What's Rav Masna going to do with the fact that you're allowed to shave on day 30? According to him, you're always a nozer for 30 days. So the Gemara introduces a new concept, which we kind of knew already all along, but the Gemara brings it in over here. Kasavar mixas hayoim kikuloi. There's a concept of mixas hayoim kikuloi, which means once I start the day, and that day does count for something, that day is as if I fulfilled the entire day. So once I started my 30th day, so I now have my 30th day on the calendar. So now I did it. I already accomplished my 30 days. So therefore, according to Rav Masna, I'm even allowed to shave in the middle of 30 days. Again, in case this concept is difficult to comprehend, I just want to point out to everybody that we're all familiar with this concept because we see when a person is sitting Shiva, for example, Loyalenu, and a person is sitting Shiva, they're supposed to sit Shiva for 7 days, and we all know that the custom is they sit Shiva for a few minutes in the morning, for whatever, a little bit, and that becomes the seventh day, and then the rest of the day they do whatever they do. But the point is that we see Mixas Yom Kikulu. We're very familiar with this concept. This is part of our kind of routine. This is what we do. So Reb Masna is saying that's the same thing is true by Nezirus also. Just like, and it's a deeper lumdus than that. Just like if I was Mekabel Nezirus in the beginning of my Nezirus. Let's say I was Mekabel Nezirus 10 minutes before Shkia. Okay, 10 minutes before Shkia, it's Tuesday. I would say that means I was already a Nazir for a day, even though I was really only a Nazir for 10 minutes before Shkia. That you understand is a day. So Rav Masna's chiddush is that the same way that's true in the beginning of the Nazirus, that's also true at the end of the Nazirus. This is going to come up in the Gemara on Daf Vav. We'll have to re-emphasize this point on Daf Vav. But the chiddush is that the same way I could have a Mixas Yom Kikulei in the beginning of the Nazirus, I could have a Mixas Yom Kikulei at the end of the Nazirus. Bar Poda doesn't agree with this concept. Bar Poda does not hold a Mixas Yom Kikulei. But we have another Mishnah that says, Hareini Nozer Shloishim Yoim. Here is a problem where a guy specifically says, I want to be a Nozer for 30 days, in Gilach Liyam Lamed Lo Yotza. And now all of a sudden, he says, I want to be a Nozer for 30 days, and it says specifically he's not even Yotza, even if he shaves on day 30, which is a problem for Rav Masna. According to Bar Pota, this is not a problem. Well, actually, no, it's a kasha. It's according to Bar Pota, it's very good, because Bar Pota holds, we don't have Mixas Yom Kikulei, and therefore once I said I want 30 days, I need 30 full days, so I can't even shave on day 30 even if I want to. But according to Rav Masna, I should be able to shave on day 30. So here's where the Gemara answers and says that the case is over there, Ba'oimer Shleimi, where you didn't just say that I want to be a Nozer for 30 days, you said I want to be a Nozer for a full 30 days. You added that word in, the full 30 days. So now everybody agrees. If I say a full 30 days, it's a full 30 days. Even though, by the way, the chiddush is, even though on the first day, I don't have to start, you know, the night time before. I could start in the middle of the first day, but the last day has to be a full day. And therefore, even Rav Masna will agree that you're only going to be allowed to shave on day 31. You're going to have to complete the end of the 30th day before you can do anything. Everybody is going to agree. So according to Bar Poda, this is great because there's never a Mixas Yom Kikulei. So once I say 30, of course it's a full 30. And according to Rav Masna, you have to say that I specifically said that I wanted to be a full 30. And once I specifically said I want a full 30, then everybody agrees. I'm going to have to wait till after the end of the 30th day before I could bring my korbanos and shave. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up from this point, Mezushem, next time.